est pas bien là, hein?
Cinéphile, Roslyn Hyams.
Hello, welcome to this month's Cinéphile. I hope our listeners have seen some good films this month. For my part, I'd like to share two highly interesting picks with you. One is about war, today in Syria. Insyriated, or In Syria, directed by Belgian filmmaker Philippe Van Leeuw. The other is a historical biopic about the socialist philosopher Karl Marx in his youth, directed by Raoul Peck, who has a roaring worldwide success with his recent documentary called I Am Not Your Negro, black American rights writer James Baldwin. The biopic is certainly educational and informative, but it's also well acted and engaging. The young Karl Marx, played by August Diehl, is a sort of middle-class intellectual who shares his struggles as a political and rebellious writer whose wife is from the moneyed European elite. The film is set in a period when the young Karl Marx, the thinker, meets the son of a German factory owner in England, Friedrich Engels, who is to become better known as thinker, writer, activist and Marx's comrade. Peck shows how they harness their resources, mental and material, and create a new energy resource among the downtrodden and impoverished to launch the ongoing and extremely topical class war.
Den Mund halten, mich zensieren lassen, mich mit Anspielungen begnügen, so wie ihr das macht, ja, sehr fun.
Je crois, jeune homme, que vous aimez la bagarre ou en tout cas la dispute.
Dites la contradiction. Karl Marx.
The bourgeoisie shows you no gentleness and you won't conquer it with kindness.
Faring machines is expensive, not like labor in Manchester.
Ça tourne. Cinéphile, guest of the month.
Peck, who is originally from Haiti, told me his film, in which at least three European languages are heard, began as a French public TV project. It's called simply The Young Karl Marx.
Raoul Peck, thank you very much for speaking to us today. What's your relationship with the older Marx, or all of Marx?
I think the older Marx is all my youth, because I was fortunate when I went to study in Berlin, West Berlin. At the time, it was almost obligatory to have some notion of Marx. Otherwise, there is no way that you could have any political discussion. And it gave me my whole political structure. It helped me to understand my world. It helped me structure myself. And I still use that today. And basically, Marx, what Marx did, and that's why I concentrate on the young Karl Marx before all those absurdities that happen later on, is that it's the analysis of our society, our capitalistic society, which is an historical society defined by very precise element, you know, the way we produce, the way we work, the way we put profit in the center of every economical decision.
You bring us closer to Marx as a husband, a lover, a father as well. Why did you decide to show the family connections and romantic connections?
Because it's the truth, because it's what it is about. You know, those are not a political machine or theoretician machines. Those are human beings, young human beings who are revolted by what they see around them. Don't forget, those three young people, they come from very rich families. Jenny comes from a very wealthy, noble family, Marx's wife. Her name is Jenny von Westphalen, and her half-brother became the Minister of Interior of Prussia. Marx himself come from a long line of rabbis. So those are very high middle-class people who just are fed up about the injustice and inequality of their time and decide to rebel.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today, Raoul Peck, about the young Karl Marx, le jeune Karl Marx. And just to say, perhaps, which I should have said right at the beginning, that we're in a cafe in Paris, the 52, right in the middle of Paris, and that's why we can hear not the soundtrack of the film in the background, but their choice of music.
I wish it was a soundtrack, Miles Davis.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today. We wish you all the very best with this film.
Thank you very much.
Ça tourne. Cinéphile, RFI's main feature.
Now to Syria, or a film called In Syria, or Insyriated, also a Syrian family in French, Une Famille Syrienne. It deals with the repetitive fear and horrors which are part of daily life in war. Belgian Philippe Van Leeuw chose Hiam Abbas to incarnate the strong yet fragile mother, daughter-in-law, wife and neighbour. Yazan is her name in the film. She tries in the face of extreme adversity to keep her family of elderly father-in-law, small son, two teenage daughters and one of their boyfriends safe, along with an Asian housekeeper. Excellent acting by Abbas and a major performance from Diamond Bou Aboud. She plays the neighbour, a young mother who wavers between terror and hope as she waits with her baby for her husband to return to realise their secret plan to flee the country. Van Leeuw leaves certain moments gaping wide for the spectators to add their own elements to the story, which takes off early as an emotional thriller. He shows that everyday life in war is full of uncertainty and thus, in a film sense, suspense.
Philippe Van Leeuw, thank you very much for being with us today to talk about your film, which takes place in Syria in the space of 24 hours in one apartment. There's this war going on outside, and the war comes into the apartment for us, the spectator, but these people are living with it all the time. Did you meet people or any of your crew have experience of this type of situation?
Most of the actors actually involved in the film have had their own share of this kind of experience at, on a first degree level. Like Hiam Abbas was born in Israel, very close by the Lebanese border, and so she had the rockets and the Scots all throughout her childhood. She lived some very difficult and dangerous experiences. And then Diamant Bou Aboud, the young woman who plays the character of Halima, she grew up in Beirut during the war. And then all the others, the youngsters, all the teenagers are Syrian refugees in Beirut. The old man is living in Tartus in Syria. And technicians in the crew, Lebanese technicians, they've been there also. Since the situations I'm exploring are situations that I can really place myself in. Me, I've never known war, I've never been at war anywhere, but I can imagine, I'm trying anyway.
The film itself and the situation depends very heavily on the role of women in this war and in the home. There's a very tricky scene in your film that is centred around one of the women, and it's a rape scene. Did you know exactly how you were going to write it from go?
Yes, I did. It came from the account of a diary that I'd read a few years back about a young woman who wrote anonymously a diary for 40 days when the Russians came in Berlin, a woman in Berlin. And there is a scene like that one.
The reaction of the other woman, we see the difficulty of her situation. She's protecting her own daughters and the rest of the family. Hiam Abbas, who's quite well known here in France and also internationally, she actually provides some kind of quizzical respite, a moment where she lets go.
She's facing this terrible moment where she will have to go confronting this young mother. She's just been raped, and she now has to go and tell her that also her husband is most probably dead. And she doesn't know how she will be able to do that. And she doesn't know where she wants to be. She would like to probably disappear at that point. And then she looks around her and she looks at what she's been fighting for, this apartment, her place, which is her creation. That's what she's done for herself, for her family. And it looks futile, but at the same time it's hers. And so there's this table and it's fresh and it's sensual, and she lets go and she just goes and lay on it. That's a beautiful moment.
At the beginning and at the end, yes. You have the grandfather looking out of the window, and it's the same image more or less. Why?
Because it's another day starts, and it's probably going to be the same as the day that just gone. And maybe the next day, and maybe it'll be worse, and maybe we don't know. But then it's repetitious. And it's been like that for several days, maybe several weeks before that. And he's just facing the destruction of a lifelong effort.
Philippe Vallieu, thank you very much for speaking to us today here on Cinéphile.
Thank you.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma. Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
Je ne sais pas, moi. Peut-être parce qu'on y va que quand tout va bien.
So look out for Insyriated or Insyria or Une famille syrienne, and also The Young Karl Marx. One of my guests next time in Cinéphile on the 25th of October will be Tunisian director Kauter Ben Hamid for her film Beauty and the Pack. And Julie Talon, a French filmmaker, tells us about the background to her documentary, Laetitia, both films about women who learn how to pack a punch. Thanks to my guests this month, directors Raoul Peck and Philippe Vallieu. Let's wish them all the best for their films, and thank you for listening. From me, Roslyn Hyams, and until next time, goodbye.